I have a confession to make, and honestly, if you knew what was going on in my mind right now, just as I hit live, you'd laugh because it's a cat chasing a laser around. There's so many things I need to cover in this video. So I'm just going to do it, and I'm going to go off on a handful of tangents, but they have to do all with the exact same thing. And this video just started as I called a friend of mine and apologized to him because he invited me to England to a meeting that I should have went to. He invited me like 4 months ago. I didn't pull the trigger, and he didn't even know what he was inviting me to until he got there and he started texting me like crazy over the last 4 days. And he goes, you should have been here. You should have. And I didn't jump. And the reason why I'm making this video is because of something my wife told me. I'm only doing this because I believe it's going to help a lot of people. Okay. Because this is my testimony I'm going to tell you. And when you hear other people's testimony, you overcome. I am a know-it-all. I have to be right. That's what my wife tells me all the time. And she is 100% true, honest. Like, it's true. I am the kind of person that if I am not right, I want to be corrected because I only want truth coming out of my lips. I want knowledge and understanding coming out of me wherever I go, whoever I talk to. She says, I can't stop when people start to roll their eyes at me. And then I just lay into them. And I've told her before, that's when and you could call it casting pearls before swine. I'd rather inject a bunch of truth into them and walk away and know that I've done my job than to sit on a fence and just please them. I do not want to eat with fools. I heard a proverb once that goes something like, a fool delights in his own folly. There are people that just spout out anything, headlines, just nothings, and they just feel so smart. There's a lot of intellectuals out there like that. I also heard another great quote this week, or read one that said, an old man will give a wise nod, yet later only speak gibberish. And how I took that was there are a lot of people in this world that look the old part. They are old, they're wise, they have white hair, a long white beard, and they could be stoic and do a little nod. Wow, that person looks wise. And then the second you ask that person a question, they know absolutely nothing. They're just a fool, just a gibbering fool. And that's the world we live in. We live in a world where people think that you've been doing this for so many years, you must be an expert. They're not. And I'm the first one to say, I don't know when I don't know something. But throughout my life, I've gotten that you're a know-it-all. And I said, well, I'm sorry, am I wrong? But fools don't want to hear the truth. Like I've been in conversations in public where people are talking about something like, well, how does that work? Oh, I don't know. And then I walk up and I go, if you want to know how this works, boom, 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 boom. And I give very scientific style answers. It's one of my gifts. When I read things and study things, I can usually spout it out pretty like I read it. And I've had people say, you're a know-it-all. They didn't really want to know the answer. The true story. I'm walking down the street one day, and there's a man trimming up a palm tree. It's a massive, massive canary date palm. And he planted it in a concrete planter that was sitting about 2 feet above the ground. And it was bulging out on either. The concrete planter was only about a foot and a half, 18 inches by 18 inches squared. The root, the bulb portion of the fronds was 3 feet. And he was shaving it down to make it match the width of with a chainsaw, the width of the planter. And I stopped and I said, hey, just a helpful tip. If you cut that to that size, keep cutting it, you're going to kill it because it's not going to have enough frost protection for the heart of the palm. And he says, aren't you just a know-it-all? And I'm like, you know what? You're right. Owning that big palm tree farm down there, I must be an idiot. I apologize. Please keep doing what you're doing. I'm a total idiot. And I started walking. What? And I'm like, no, I don't have any time for you. And he goes, well, I'm sorry to know you own a palm tree farm. And I go, you know what's funny? It doesn't matter. that I didn't own a palm tree farm. I just told you you're going to kill the palm tree by exposing the heart of the palm by shaving too much of the, just a few seconds of you sitting and thinking about it and go, well, that's logical. The heart of the palm. We buy them in grocery stores and eat them. It's the heart of the palm. I'm going to expose the heart of the palm with a chainsaw. But people just want to live in their own folly. I don't want that. You know, I have family members that have taken a vow of poverty. And they look at me like I'm this greedy person. Well, I'm gonna talk about that. I'm the type of person that has a certain level of understanding that most people don't. And I'm going to share this level of understanding with you. Because there are a lot of people that think being poor is being humble. You couldn't be farther from the truth. And Satan wants you right where you are right now. So I'm going to share something with you. My friend shared with me the other day, just getting off the phone. He says, do you know why I want to buy more real estate? I said, why? He said, because I want a godly person to own that real estate to be good to the tenant. I don't want someone that has evil intentions to own that property and then constantly raise the rent, or I'm adding some things, but these are things that I think about too. Being evil to these people, hurting people, lording over people, landlord. I don't want to be like that. I want to know that a godly person has that property and is going to treat it right and treat other people right, the tenants right. You know, he told me a story of someone he just met this weekend that has a toy store that will not allow demonic toys in his toy store. And the media has been attacking his company. He's like, I'm not going to put demonic toys in my store. But just so you know, my store keeps growing. Those are the people I want to hang out with. I want to be around successful entrepreneurs that have kingdom mindsets, regardless if you believe in God or not. As a matter of fact, let's take a poll right here. Say, I believe in God if you believe in God. Say, I don't if you don't. I don't want any fence sitters, right? And trust me, we can all be friends, all right? We're all in different phases in our life. But I want people to just not sit on the fence during this video, because I believe there's going to be some real breakthroughs here. I want to be around people, and I'm going to confess, the only reason I only had 14 homes back in the early 2000s, I'm not this massive, massive entrepreneur with thousands and thousands of homes like you guys see with Kiyosaki and these, whatever his name is, in a jet plane bragging about how much debt they're having. You know what they're doing? They're lying to you. They don't have all that debt in their name. They have it in a corporation, but they'll never, ever tell you that. I never had all that stuff, but did I want 100 doors or 1,000 doors? Yes, I did. But I didn't hang out with people that were pushing me, that were going, you got 14, why don't you have 50? If, you know, my wife, way back when, you know, she didn't like the idea of being wealthy. She still doesn't to this day. To this day, it sort of bugs her, because she was raised in a house that took a vow of poverty. And this is where I explain why you don't want to take a vow of poverty. See, there are a lot of people out there that think that being poor is humble and you're closer to God. That is so not true. However, those people, they volunteer their time at food banks. They volunteer their time with the elderly. They volunteer their time with the sick, right? All right. They are only one person. There's only so many hours in the day, and that is their heart. So there is a place for them and their service in this world to help people. Well, I, just like them, I'm only one person, and I have only so much time. And so my gift is making money. And if I can finance the food bank, if I can finance the people to help and give the tools needed to help with mental illness, if I can finance these different ventures, I can put hundreds of people that take a vow of poverty to work so that they can live the way they want to live. And that's what I'm going to, that's what we do. And this isn't a bragging thing. That's what I want to do. I've shared videos of tithing because I think, and how amazing it is when you give and what happens, what comes back to you. So many different ways, right? And I know it helped a lot of people. I still to this day get inspiration from people that text me or email me or see me at a conference and talk about those tithing videos. And I've told my story where me and my wife started tithing back in the year 2000 when we got married, or 98, I don't even remember, when we got married, and we never stopped. Even through hard times, we never stopped. And we've seen the fruit. And what I told my wife is, I said, there are days that I want to write checks for a certain amount because no one else can. All right? And as this channel has grown, those things have happened. This isn't a bragging thing. It's just a percentage, okay? It's like the story of the woman that gave one denarius or one penny, let's say, one shekel, you know, and the Pharisees were mocking, or these rich people were mocking her. Look at, you know, the poor woman. And Jesus looked at her and said, she gave all that she had. It doesn't matter how much you give. She gave all that she had. And it's just a percentage thing, right? All of us can do this no matter where we are in our lives. I want to fund good things. I want to fund helping people. And I can't do that being poor. And once, I think there's some people that really need to hear this and say, this is for me. If you're feeling like right now pulled in your spirit, like the center of your body, the center mass of your body, your chest, are you feeling a pulling? Say it right now, because I want you to move in that. Because my friend just gave me sort of not a word of rebuke right before I started this, but he goes, Travis, next time I call you, you need to say yes. You need to come. He goes, because I have a feeling you really needed to be here. I can feel it over here in America. Look, I want to be around winners, because when I am around a human being, man or a woman, that is ambitious and knows, sees more about this world and life than what is right in front of them, it will pull me to be more successful. And all of you should be doing that too. Now, it is the hardest thing in the world to find people like that. All I can say is that I started a YouTube channel and I'm attracting it, because it's like this clarion call or this massive bullhorn. So all of you have the ability to do it. Put it out in the atmosphere and go for it. We are supposed to occupy this land. We are supposed to own land. Good-hearted people are supposed to occupy the land and take it. Our world's being taken over by people that are evil. Type one if you agree with that. Now, type two if you understand that we need to actually do something about that, and that means we have to occupy the land. We need to be owners of the land. We need to actually, and that's been the start of this entire channel from the beginning, was I'm going to warn you about some things coming ahead. It's going to take some hard work and some things. You're going to have to do things that you don't like doing. You're going to have to stop spending money on certain things, frivolous things, invest it a certain way, and then we're going to go and take the land. This isn't a joke with me. I don't take this lightly. I think I'm just going to end it there. There's so much in my mind, but I'm going to say this out loud because I'm going to put this into the atmosphere, because I'm going to claim something verbally, because my tongue is a two-edged sword. So is yours. Its use, it will either build me up or it will cut me down. So I believe that God is going to bring the right people to me to help encourage me on this path. And at the same time, I will continue to encourage those to bring them up underneath me, because we're all in different phases of life. We're all in completely different areas of life. I'm going to go to church now. I have not gone to church in a long time, because it's hard, honestly, because of this exact video. It's hard for me to be in a room of people that aren't doers. But I'm really pushing myself to try and be around people. And, you know, you can't find amazing mentors if you're not out inside the city looking. Does that make sense? I'm going to share an email real quick with you. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I'm being led to do this. This is from a subscriber. It's one of the first subscribers. This is why I do what I do. His name is Chris. I'm going to try and get to this. All right, here we go. Come on now. Come on, Ninja. All right, you ever feel like that? You just got to smack yourself to wake up. All right, here we go. Good morning, Ninja. This is Chris, the farmer from New York. We had a meeting with you early on in your YouTube journey. So let me explain that. It's like he's talking like I don't remember him. Chris and his wife, I used to do consulting, financial consulting with people. And I found amazing success in it. And my time was booked. I was scared to do it, but then I did it because another subscriber said, you could really help a lot of people. So, but I'm like, well, I got to go make money. He goes, well, charge for it. So I charged money for it. And I was scared to death to do it. And I told myself, and I only one time did I return the money. He's like, I can't help you. I don't have an answer. I can't help you. So I returned their money. And ironically, they did not want the money returned. I said, no, because I have to be honorable in everything that I do. So I gave them their money back. And so Chris and his wife called and they had XXX problems, these different problems, right? Financially, motivationally. And I went boom, boom, boom. And we just nailed them. We just knocked them out of the park, gave them a whole plan on how to go crush it. Okay. So that's Chris. All right. So I do remember Chris. And he's going to talk about something else because he flew all the way to Canada to see me speak in Canada, in Vancouver from New York. That's quite a jaunt. So check out this email. So he goes on, he says, we had a meeting with you earlier on in your YouTube journey. I thought I'd give you an update. So we have took our camper and my wife painted it a retro 70s with flowers on it and decorated it inside to match, then build a deck, put in an outdoor shower, a hot tub, and a stock tank pool. I've placed the camper overlooking the pasture with cows. It's been a couple of years in the making, but we made it live on Memorial Day weekend. Last weekend, we had our first guests. Almost every day after that, we are getting bookings. I told my wife, whatever I do as a business, I want it to be the best. And I want a line out the door with an exclamation mark. Never did I think this would take off like this. Said, now, because of you, I've met Bud in Vancouver, which then led me to his sister, who is great at marketing. Now, here is where I get choked up. Yeah, no worries, Chris. I'm getting choked up too. So Bud has been pushing me and checking in on me and next to my wife, my biggest fan on this project. He called me every day last weekend to make our first guesses. We're going good. And told me to check on them and just truly gave me crap about me. I've never had someone like Bud in my life. So Bud is keeping him accountable, keeping him on his toes, calling him every day. I'm going to get to the Bud story in a second. I know you don't know this because of your early videos with you teaching me to believe in myself and planting the seed to start businesses, then all of the encouragement in your courses and all your teaching, you helped me believe that I could do this and I'm not crazy. Now, I could give a crap about crying in front of people. I wear my emotions on my sleeve because this is real awesome stuff here. Type two, if this is getting you fired up. He says, everyone my age of 52, he's 52 years old, is like in retirement mode, but I can't retire. I just don't get it. I'm so alive and I'm so excited to keep crushing it. And they just want to relax and party, but they are broke. I get farmers are a different breed and we like to work and be busy every day. And that's how I was raised. Thankfully, because of you and your teaching and getting reconnected with God, praise God. I haven't read this whole email, just, you know, I never read anything ahead of time. Give me a sec. Sorry. All right. Come on now. Come on. I do get pissed when I cry, though, when I'm trying to talk. My life has changed so much. I'm meeting like-minded people, and I'm not crazy. No, you're not crazy. You're successful, Chris. He says, and I really can create wealth for generations. Thank you for taking the time to read this. I'm reading it live. Chris, if you're in the crowd, the moderators, is Chris in the crowd? Say hi, Chris. So no, he says, thank you for taking the time to read this. Thank you so much for all the meetups. So I got to meet Bud and a few others that I'm trying to help get their stuff going. I'm trying to be the cheerleader for others like you are for me. Now, listen, this is not at all what I was going for, and I'm not looking for anything. But if you'd like to see me or like to see what we've made and check out our grounded beef on YouTube, it's titled We Did It. It's the Happy Camper. All right, so I'm reading this live, and you're reading Chris's story, and he made a YouTube channel. And I love helping people become successful. So go and check out The Happy Camper. It's entitled We Did It. It's The Happy Camper. I hope that's the name of the channel. Start Googling right now if you can see it. Or I'll find it and I'll pin it in the comment section of this video, okay? So you guys can go and check him out and say hi to him. He said, I'm just saying, or it says, I'm not asking for you to share or comment or anything like that. I know you've been burned helping people on YouTube. I have been burned, but you know what? It's okay. I'm not going to stop helping people. And all those people that burn me, they ain't growing. You don't grow when you don't help people. I'm just saying, if you're bored, it's like when you did something good and you want to show your dad. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to read the rest of it. I'll start crying. Has anyone YouTubed his channel real quick? I'll tell you the story of Bud. You know, that's an important story. I didn't expect to go this long. I fly to Vancouver to speak in front of like 1,000 people. It's a true story. We're going to the Vancouver Resource Conference. And I get invited to go to these events because they want me to sell tickets, right? And my number one rule is the ticket price either has to be under $100 or free for me to even do it. This really fancy symposium wanted me to do it. And they were like $900 tickets. And I'm like, that's not my brand. I want to inspire. I know there are a lot of wealthy people that watch this channel. It's incredible. But I want to help people that didn't know that they could be wealthy. And for the right reasons too. That's what I want to do. That's my brand, right? And so that's why I always charge very little. Raymond, thank you for the super chat. And so that's why I charge little for my courses and all that stuff, because I want to help people. I would have wanted that for me. I would want that for my children if I wasn't here to raise them. Something happened to me at the fire station, you know? I always thought about that stuff. So I fly to Canada, and little did we know that the majority of the crowd showed up to see me talk. And true story, they've got all these fancy people that have esteemed themselves for years, and they're all speaking in these different stages. And one of my buddies runs up to me and he goes, dude, he goes, I've just ran around to every single thing, because the room that I was in was packed and overflowing outside. Of course, I don't know what I'm going to say. I just start writing on a piece of cardboard, looking at the crowd, standing in front of them in silence. He goes, everybody's room's empty. And I'm just like, it's a lot of pressure. Well, in that crowd was Chris. And in that crowd was a guy named Bud. And there was another man named Jesse that came up to meet me. And he'd spoken over me. He'd sent me some amazing emails. He'd been praying for me for a long time. And Jesse had my ear. Well, in the hallway, I introduced Jesse to Bud. I'm like, you know, Bud wanted to talk to me. I'm like, man, Bud, I don't have a lot of time. I apologize. Hey, here's Jesse. You guys should talk. You guys have sort of similar mentalities. Little did I know that 6 months later, they were going to liquidate most of their belongings and go in business in a campground in Oklahoma. they're doing something amazing. Well, then in that meeting, Bud came up to my room while I was working and putting together another video, and I'm racing to go to my next talk at this conference, and he meets Chris. Well, little did I know that Bud was going to become Chris's mentor in starting a campground himself. And that gets me so excited. You know, I used to have all my side hustles in my backyard, and I'll get mocked by my neighbors. They'd say, well, it's never enough for you, huh? You always gotta be, don't you ever take a day off? I'm like, I want to be wealthy and I want to change the world. See, those are the type of people I want to hang out with, like-minded people. And so I get emails like this. Oh, and Chris, I want to sincerely thank you. And I know you've taken some of my courses. I'm going to give you the monthly coaching calls course for the real estate. Okay. So I want you in on that. So just email me back. I know Chris is listening right now. I just wanted to do this in video to just inspire some people. And I don't think these are my words. Honestly, if you're inspired, it's not because of me. It's because of he that is in me. And that's Jesus Christ. I will never be ashamed of that. A Muslim friend of mine, and he's a subscriber, but I haven't heard from him since his wife was healed, but he was really stressed. And I said, you know, do you believe in God? He goes, yeah. And I'm like, well, let's pray. And he goes, well, you know, I'm Muslim. I'm like, okay, well, good news. My God's the great physician. Jesus Christ is going to heal your wife. And he did. Within 2 weeks, everything was gone. I'm not going to be ashamed of that. I'm not. And I'm not ashamed to say that emails like this from Chris are what's keeping me going. Hope you guys have a great day. I got to get to church. The Economic Ninja is out.